Today's primary elections in California, as we have heard, hold unusual national importance. Democrats see an opportunity to flip enough congressional seats in the state that it would contribute to winning party control of the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. But as Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford reports, the primaries could end that dream.
California's unusual primary rules allow the top two vote-getters in each race, regardless of party affiliation, to advance to the general election. In certain key races, the Democratic vote could fracture among multiple lesser-known candidates, with only a couple of prominent Republicans dividing up that side's votes. That could lock out Democrats. California Democratic Party Chair Eric Bauman downplays the possibility.
I seriously believe this narrative is one the media has harped on from one end of the state to the other from the very beginning. I don't know if it's true. We may get shut out of one or two. Possible.
Nevertheless, national Democratic and Republican groups have spent millions to promote and attack potential second-place candidates in the most vulnerable Southern California districts. In one race for retiring Representative Daryl Issa's seat, polling shows potential for either party to get locked out. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.